Many of the terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
What's up? This is Radio BAM Series 28 Faction, and we're in Los Angeles. First, I want to start off with golfing with Ryan Dunn and his friend Corolla, who filmed for Laguna Beach. He whacked me with a fucking golf ball from 100 yards away at this skunk-ridden piss pot of a golf course. It only costs $4 to play there. $4 for nine holes.
It happens to be my favorite golf course. Thank you very much.
And that's like 45 cents a hole.
Who cares? It was your fault you got hit. He said four. You moved into the way of the ball and got hit in your back. It's your fault.
Corolla, how jittery was I after that all day?
You were walking around. Anybody go like, wow, look at that. And you'd be like, ah, running all the way across the golf course. And we're like, what are you doing?
I putted once.
I thought
once.
The ball was coming at me again.
I putted once and you jumped.
No, Mick putted and it came close. He was like, oh, and then I flinched so bad.
You didn't flinch. I think you did a bat flip and landed in a tree. And then you saw a skunk. There were skunks out there on the
Why
course.
Is that? Dude, I saw like six skunks in that place.
During the day, there's about a million squirrels, and at night, there's skunks screwing all over the golf course. Just adds a dilemma into the golf experience. So, but apparently, you didn't like it too much because you were running around like a little schoolgirl seeing them skunks. I think you lost like 17 balls when they came near the skunks. You didn't go within 100 yards of them. What happened there?
Because I was just so nervous from getting hit, and then, like, anybody who would shout, and then not to mention the whole fucking golf course saw it, so they were laughing at my expense. It was fucking funny, though. I was like, if I would have gotten hit by a ball and then sprayed by a skunk all on the same golf course, that would have probably been the worst day ever. Not to mention, I got a speeding ticket with five different citations.
Your worst day ever, my best day ever.
I'm serious. I got a ticket on the 10 with Dunn that we actually have on film. And I was speeding, and I was passing people on the right lane with no turning signal on the shoulder going how fast?
I don't even know if you got a citation for speeding. You got a citation for, like, passing in the middle of an intersection, using no turn signal, driving on a shoulder, and then he's just like, he was like, you were driving on the shoulder. You're like, that was a shoulder? I thought that was a lane.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way you thought that was a lane. You're running over, like spare tires and shit.
Who the fuck gets five citations in one pullover? That is insane. I have to go to court for all of them soon.
No, really?
I don't know. I'll get my manager to handle it. But I actually have it on tape here now, so I'm going to play it so everybody can listen.
The audio from the video that you took.
It's right on the camera here.
Okay. So this is us getting pulled over right about now. And Dunn's like, that ain't a fucking cop. I'm like, it's a bike cop. No, it isn't.
I didn't believe it.
Hide the camera.
That was too exciting.
Motherfucker. Well, if you weren't driving like such a moron, maybe you'd be all right.
So now the cops come. Oh, and Dunn has a beer in his. Yeah, you see that?
Yeah.
You're an idiot. What do you mean I'm the idiot? The other one was driving like a friggin' moron. Oh, man, yeah, fix that.
Alright, here's a cop now. Okay, there's gum stuck to the license, stuck to a $20 bill.
I don't know how gum got in here. You know what I told you over? Yeah, I was speeding. Speeding. I'll admit that. You were speeding, you were reckless endangerment, you were careless driving, and you were passing people on the shoulder of an interstate.
Was that a shoulder? I thought it was part of the highway.
That was a shoulder.
Yeah.
That was his shoulder.
He's in a bad mood, too.
Oh, you can tell.
About five or six violations.
There it is. There you go.
I'm throwing the gum.
I don't think you should be laughing.
Is there any way I can pull forward?
Excuse me, sir. Oh, and the car didn't ever fucking reverse.
No, he's talking about it.
Yeah, here we go.
I can't. The car doesn't have reverse. What do you mean the car doesn't have reverse? Like, this button does not work. This car is so messed up.
Every car has reverse, sir.
I'm not being a, like, it's seriously messed up.
Wait, what is it? Is this?
Because I did the gumball around the world and I fucked the car up. Okay, so now.
Car reverse none. Like, how much more?
Now he's back in his police bike, reporting me and writing the ticket.
Tape with gum on it and a $20 bill with gum on it. Is that what your license?
I'm just filming right now.
So now he's writing me a ticket and Dunn's trying to film him without him noticing. I can't believe you got away with that. Not to mention there was an open beer container underneath his feet and he never checked.
A can of beer is brand new and of course it wasn't going to do that.
It was a brand new beer. Speaking of that, can I have a new one?
If you couldn't see this huge fucking thing sitting in my lap, I don't think you can see it.
Really?
Can you please take the gum-covered crank?
Is this where he comes back?
Yeah, he's coming soon. And this is where it gets good. Here he is. Now he's back.
There's a sign here at the X at the bottom.
Yeah.
That is not an admission of guilt. That is merely an appearance.
Do you know how much it is?
What?
The ticket?
And what is it for?
Phone number on the back to find out the fines and court fees involved, or the hours of
operation. What do you mean court fee? I have to show up to court?
Yes, sir. That was a promise. That is a promise to appear, not an admission of guilt.
I don't live here, though. I won't be here. I won't be around.
That is not my problem. You can arrange something with the court, have a specific court date, and come back to town.
You gave him more than one citation.
Yes, I did. That's because he broke more than one law.
But I did. But I did them all at once.
Every time you break the law, you are issued a citation. That is a citation for a violation of the law. If you break five laws, you get five citations. Yes, it's one piece of paper. Are you being smart enough to get, sir?
Just the gum.
I'm still there.
Sorry, sir. I'm sorry, sir. I was making fun of him. It was ridiculous. He had his license stuck to gum. It had nothing to do with you, sir.
That's fine. Well, clean your life up and drive safely.
Clean your life up.
Wait, I start laughing.
He'll tell you everything you need to know.
Okay, thanks.
And he walks away.
Now he walks away, and he hears Dunn laughing, and he comes back.
I was yelling at him because minutes ago I told him to slow down, and he didn't. And I'm laughing at him because he's an idiot, sir.
You need to listen to your friend.
Oh, man.
What the fuck does he have dog ears?
So that was that.
That's awesome.
So, that was my day. And then finally when I got the five tickets, I went to go play golf and got whacked in the back of the neck with a fucking golf ball. So for that, I'm playing 69 Eyes. This is From Dusk Till Dawn, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
From dusk right now.
Stop. Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
What's up? This is Bam Margera here with Ryan Dunn, and that was the 69 Eyes with From Dusk Till Dawn. Now, I've been on a booze bender for as long as I've been in Los Angeles because I want to go back to Pennsylvania so bad because I've been here for fucking a month and a half and I want to kill myself. So in order for me to deal with everything, I sip on booze and then I skip to vodka martinis at night, and then that's when I black out, and then I hit my head at the 101 Cafe, and then the paramedics came. Did you hear about that?
Jesus
then
Christ.
I was out for 15 minutes, and then, yeah, 15 minutes, I was just out snoozing, and Missy called the police, I mean the ambulance to come over, paramedics. I wake up in the hotel room to some dude getting ready to put a needle in my arm, and I was like, whoa, fuck you motherfuckers. I'm like, where's the cameras? Fuck everybody. I thought I was filming like a Jackass skit because we'd been filming from like 7 in the morning till 8 at night every damn day. So I'm just like, fuck you motherfuckers. I'm like, you're not putting that shit in my arm. Like, we have to test you. You were knocked out for 15 minutes. I'm like, kiss my ass, you know. And then Missy's like all crying and shit because I'm like, Missy, why the fuck did you call the paramedics? I'm going to fucking kill you. This is ridiculous, you know.
Oh,
and then now they think that I'm going to beat her up when they leave.
No.
So they're like, sign this release form so we can work on you. I'm just like, fuck your ass. I ain't signed a shit. Talk to my lawyer. Then I ran outside and fell asleep in the parking garage near the Lamborghini because Dunn went looking for me. And he was like, Missy, don't even bother looking for him because he's sleeping in a nice place.
Yeah,
even though it wasn't very nice.
Yeah, you're not a very good alcoholic. You need some more practice.
Yeah.
I have to drink so much out here because the drivers suck so bad that I hate
my
just
God.
Being in L.A.
How come no one knows in L.A. that if you're in the left lane, that's the fucking passing lane?
Here's the problem.
I don't know, Bam. How come people do pass on the right?
No,
I have to pass on the right because the fucking dipshits go like 2 miles per hour on the very left lane, so I'm better off on the shoulder.
Yeah, you have to pass on the right-hand shoulder because everybody out here doesn't know what the hell they're doing. Absolutely no idea.
How about the motorcycle
that
we were just driving here, and what did the motorcycle guy do?
Dude, he pulls all the way from the right lane into the left lane to do 10 miles an hour and not go anywhere.
10 miles an hour, and it was an open road, which you can't get in Hollywood, but we happened to get that, and this fuck-ass motorcycle fuckface was going 10 miles an hour, and then we figured out he was trying to pass all the cars so he could make a left before everybody else, but the lights didn't turn green.
But not use his turn signal. Let me explain to you, everybody in L.A., and everybody in the world for that matter, but mostly everybody in L.A., because you suck as drivers, pass on the left. Use the left lane to pass and then get the fuck back on the right, you low-life piece of human garbage. If you're in a left lane driving and you're just cruising along, fucking kill yourself because you are a fucking moron. And then you don't know how to merge into a highway. You see that big fucking merge ramp that you're going onto? You think they just had extra concrete to lay a fucking lane down? No, that's so you can get some speed and pull into the fucking next lane. You don't stop.
That's the thing.
Dumb fuck.
People go so slow onto the on-ramp, and then they stop, and then there's so much traffic that they can't go, and they cause such a backup. If they just gun it right from the get-go, they'll automatically blend into the traffic, but they're so fucking stupid, they don't get it.
Oh, and then the goddamn, what's the lane all the way to the left? The carpool lane. You dumb piece of shits. You're driving in the left, the carpool lane with four people in it, going slower than the rest of the lanes. What the fuck is the point in getting in the goddamn lane if you're going to go? Why don't you just get in the rest of the fucking lanes with the other people if you're going to go slower, you dumb fuck? Get the hell out of the lane.
God.
No, seriously, I am so aggravated. That's the reason why L.A. sucks. I have to go the hell home because you all should not have a license.
It's truly
whatsoever.
The worst driving I've ever seen.
Ever. Fucking ever.
But back to my booze bender.
Yeah.
My booze bender's bad, and the paramedics did come because I knocked myself out from drinking and I blacked out. But the benefit of drinking was going to the Cat House and seeing a Swedish band called Veins of Jenna, and they're here right now. So let's introduce everybody. What's everybody's names here?
My name is JP.
My name is Lizzie.
My name is Jackie.
I'm Nikki.
And they played at the Cat House which which the doorman who said, "Welcome to my bar," Dunn found out later that it isn't his bar. He just works there one day a week, and he named
the door one day a week.
Yeah, he works the door one day a week. He doesn't even work at the bar. And he name drops so much. I swear to God, in one sentence, he was seriously like,
good. Yeah, I was in a band with Izzy Stradlin, and then, you know, Dizzy Reed came up, and then, you know, he was chilling, and then, you know,
he's best friends with people who died in
Slash
74.
Was there, and then Brett Michaels and CC DeVille. Dude, he name dropped in one whole sentence. It was fucking ridiculous. But they actually have their guitars here, so we're going to play some acoustic in a minute. So you guys are from Sweden, right?
Yeah.
And is that in Stockholm or where?
No, we're on the west coast near Gothenburg.
Yeah,
where the Shit cute town. Girls lives.
So where's Gemini 5 from?
They're from Stockholm or Gothenburg. Some of them from Gothenburg. Yeah.
Hardcore superstars from Gothenburg.
They're from Gothenburg.
Oh, they're the greatest.
Yeah. Cool. That's a great fucking band.
You did?
Please, no, you didn't.
No, Kroll always winds up getting pussy when we go to Europe. How do you rig that?
That's where Steve-O got the girl from the Burger King.
Dude, like the chick behind the counter. Come on.
I had this chick so hard.
I remember. So what happened? This was when we were on the Steve-O tour in Sweden, right?
Yeah. I mean, this girl was...
When Steve-O shoved weed up his ass along with like a pipe.
Yeah.
And then he told the newspapers. So then when he landed in Finland at the hotel, they found out what hotel he was in. The cops come in and arrest him, but he just shit it out 5 minutes ago. So he never got in trouble.
Yeah.
But they took him to jail and looked at his ass and took x-rays and shit.
Oh, man.
They kept him in jail for like 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then Corolla gets these hot chicks.
When we were on the road, it got so easy to bang chicks that we put a point system to it. And we'd always have competitions at the end of the month who had the most points. And you got a half a point for a blowjob, you got a point for fucking her, and then you got a point and a half for fucking her in the ass. The most you can get out
what
of one
if it was
girl,
a low five, though?
What do you mean?
Like it.
Oh,
like
it doesn't matter what she looked like.
Oh, no, dude.
It could be a low two?
No. As it got more boring and more boring, I'd give them more points the uglier they were. If they couldn't physically fit into his bunk, I'd give them 10 points. Like the bunk on the tour bus? I think I've told the story before. I used to walk past Corolla's bunk on the tour bus, and it looked like just a newly popped roll of fucking biscuits. You just see just little things of skin hanging out of the curtain, and then you just hear moaning, and that was Corolla and some girthy woman that he met in Trondheim or something.
The girthy ones were only when there was a lack of hot ones.
Just so you guys know, Corolla's not the most beautiful man in the world.
I'm a hard worker.
Yeah, he's very persistent. And he smells like day-old shit.
Oh,
my God. His feet should be cut. His feet should be cut off and preserved for people to research for years to come. That is unbelievable.
Wasn't he in the hot tub last week when three dudes lined up?
No. You got to tell the story correctly. So I go over to Corolla's house, and I walk in the front door, and he's got one of his roommates sitting there watching TV, and I walk past, and I'm like, yo, where's Corolla at? And he's like, he's out back, but I wouldn't go out there. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, just go out there and look, and then don't just come back in and talk to me. So I went out back, and there's like a balcony, and then he's got a pool, and then like there's a hot tub there. So I went out back, and I looked down, and I see four guys wearing underwear, just wearing their underwear in a hot tub, and
they're wearing their bathing suits.
Yeah, it was. You were in tighty whities for Pete's sake. You were in tighty whities, and I look over the balcony, and you're so energetic. You're like, come on down. I'm like, hell no. Four guys in a hot tub? No, thank you. So I walk back inside. I'm like, all right, now tell me what the hell is going on. Apparently, earlier that day around noon, they were bored, Kroll and some of his buddies, so they decided to, it was actually four of them, they decided to do E because they were bored and sit in the hot tub. So they actually did E, got in the hot tub at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and four guys in their underwear sat in the hot tub from 3 o'clock in the afternoon until 3 o'clock in the morning. So 12 hours in a hot tub on E, four guys. I could fuck Bam in the ass just to find out if I was gay, and he could do it back to me, and him and I look at each other and go, eh. Nah, I don't know. I could take it or leave it. And that's less gay than four guys in a hot tub in their underwear on E.
I had a great day.
See? And he loved it, too. He had a great time. And then the one defense was, well, I think later on at night, one girl came by and showed her boob. 12 hours, one boob, four guys on E. Not enough.
12 hours, one boob, not enough.
Not enough.
But we did go over your house the other night, and there was three strippers licking each other's asses.
Which night was that?
Exactly. That's Corolla's house. Which night was that?
Remember 3 nights ago? Those three chicks that were...
Oh, yeah, they left.
Did they leave?
All of those girls in my bed naked when you left.
Really?
And then one of them said...
It was like 4 in the morning. I'm like, dude, I got to wake up at 7. I got to get the fuck out of here. I walked so far up the Hollywood Hills to Knoxville's house.
I blew it that night.
Why?
Because after you left, I had them all back in my bed. It was just me and those three chicks. And the one on the far end was just like, I can't do this. I can't take this anymore. She got up out of my bed and one's like, I'm going to go after her. So she got up. And the last one's like, well, I can't just stand here by myself. And then I'm like, what the fuck just happened? I just had three naked strippers in my bed, and they all just left.
Yeah, well, I can understand why the one girl left in the room would have to leave, because you're scaring me, and we've been friends for 6 years.
She was just mad because she wasn't on the inside.
Ew.
It's true.
With all this said, he's a disgusting pig. His mom's a nun.
She was a nun.
Well, apparently she didn't teach you anything, you dirty fuck.
Enough of these faggoty E stories. We have Veins of Jenna here from Sweden, so they're going to play some acoustic songs. So what song are you going to play first?
Hard to be Vain.
Hard to be Vain.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear this shit. This is live on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction, Veins of Jenna. Let's hear it.
Sexy sugar on a subway train. It's all about the money, all about the money. Cocaine habit just to ease the pain and to fade away again. That's a message to train. It's all about the money, all about the money. just to ease the pain and to fade away again. Don't wanna be there when she falls. Don't wanna be there when she cries. When she cries. No.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Band.
Turn it up.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
That was Hard to Be Vain by Veins of Jenna from Sweden, and this is Radio Bam. Speaking of Ryan Dunn being here, he introduced me to a DVD called Grizzly Man. And I didn't want to watch it, but he insisted that I watched it. So, once I.
It's awesome.
Dude, it is so good of a movie.
It's amazing.
Like, as soon as I was watching it for 10 minutes, I realized it's basically this freak who moves to Alaska, and he has no, he talks to no people whatsoever. He just lives in Alaska by himself with a video camera.
Which made him a freak, you know. He had no human contact whatsoever. Every year he'd go to Alaska for, you know, I think it was about 4 months every year, years on end, and eventually like being around animals more than he liked being around humans, and you know, made him go a little kooky.
Yeah, you could see in the beginning of the documentary that he's somewhat there. After like the end of the movie, you could see he starts losing his fucking mind. He starts tweaking out, and he starts making friends with foxes and talking to them and shit, like in English, thinking that they understand, like, "Spirit, I love you." And he looks like Andy Dick, and he has the gayest voice. But
and he has a bowl cut because he has a receding hairline and it bothers him. So every time he goes in front of the camera, he's filming himself. So it's on a tripod, and you'll see him walk in front of the camera and always pull his hair down. Ridiculous haircut because he's worried about his receding hairline. I'd rather have receding hairline than have a bowl cut.
Just think about, like, living in Alaska by yourself in the middle of motherfucking nowhere for 8 months straight. And you don't see any people whatsoever. You just are with bears and foxes, and that's it. That's what this guy did, and you could see that he loses his mind. Remember when the fox took the fucking hat?
Oh my God, he loses his mind because.
Have you guys ever seen this movie?
No.
You never heard of it?
No.
It's called Grizzly Man, and it's. Let me play a clip from it. This is where the dude. He's filming these foxes and he's petting them and shit, and they're friends, and the fox steals his hat. And it's so funny. He's like, "Ghost, where you going with my hat? That hat is so important. Give me that fucking hat."
Oh, you have it?
Yeah, right here. All right, here we go. So now the fox is eating his hat and he's filming it. The fox is still eating the hat and playing around with it. And then he just takes the hat and starts running off with it. He's still playing, hang on.
Is that the fox?
Yeah, that's the fox.
Hey, you're stealing a hat. I'm stealing a hat.
Like, the fox is going to answer him.
But that's the only communication he has.
Ghost, what are you doing with that hat? Ghost, that hat is a very important hat. Hey! Oh, God damn it! Oh, I can't believe this! Ghost! It's so friggin' valuable for this trip. Girl, would you come back here with that friggin' hat? If it's in the den, I'm gonna fucking explode.
Maybe it goes to this box again.
Just with that. I love it. He goes, oh man.
Oh man. Freaking
dead. Oh, now you gotta understand, that guy is by himself filming himself with a fox. That's him running through the
the like bushes. Yeah, and he did interviews in like L.A. with like Letterman and shit, and he's just like, I am friends with these bears. These bears are so nice, and
I'm here to protect these bears.
4 years of being with the bears, he decided to stay during. He usually leaves in September, and then when there was no salmon season, the bears got hungry and they fucking eat him to pieces.
The end!
They actually ate him to pieces. It's on film. He filmed it himself. No. He always sets up these tripods, and then he goes and pets the bears and shit, and he thinks he's friends with them, and then the bear ate him to shreds, and it's all on film, but the parents wouldn't let it air on the DVD.
Yeah, you can't ever get it. You can't ever watch it, which is understandable. But yeah, he gets eaten. But the thing is, throughout the movie, he's like, yeah, I'm here to protect the bears. Are you fucking kidding me? Protect the bears?
The bears have been fine for years and years by themselves. Yeah. Why the fuck are you going?
Why do they need some bull cut dude to protect them?
I know.
But yeah, he got eaten.
What do they have bears in Sweden?
Yeah, I've never seen one. But.
What about reindeers?
I don't know. That's where we live.
I have no idea.
Well, what wacky-ass animals are in Sweden?
Do we have animals?
There's got to be some kind of bird or something.
Well, there's reindeer in Finland. That's pretty damn close.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we have them up north.
Yeah.
Up north?
Yeah. I've never been there.
Too cold.
Too cold. Stockholm's pretty fucking cold.
Yeah.
So, can you buy that DVD anywhere?
Yeah, Grizzly Man. You can get it anywhere.
How come I never heard of it?
Where's the director's cut with the...
Oh, I know. I want the director's cut where he gets eaten to shreds.
There is no director's cut.
No. I don't think you'll ever be able to see the footage.
It's such a goddamn letdown. It's like you watch the whole thing for an hour and a half.
No, but they explain why. Like, they have people listening to it and shit.
I sat through the whole hour and a half thing just waiting, like, hoping at the very end of it they're going to show the guy, or at least hear the audio of him getting torn to shreds and saying, get away!
Yeah.
And then it just ends.
Yeah.
Just
like, give me that goddamn hat.
I just wasted an hour and a half of my life waiting just to hear this asshole get eaten.
But it's still...
And then he never gets eaten.
It's still a good movie. I mean, I got pissed at first. The first time I watched it, I'm like, oh my God, they're not going to show it. And then I got pissed. But after a few days of thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, I mean, if even a remotely close friend of me, even if, like, you got eaten by a bear, I'd make sure I didn't want anybody to see it happen, you know? Well, actually, no, you I'd show, but anybody in my family, I wouldn't want to. I'd be like, you know, I don't want anybody to see this. I'd just burn this tape. It's my brother getting eaten, for Christ's sakes.
I recommend watching Grizzly Man because I've been thinking about it for the past 2 days after watching it, and it is fucking tweaked. This guy officially loses his mind, but we have more Veins of Jenna live coming up acoustic, so for now we're going to play you Bloodhound Gang featuring Villa Vallo from him. This song is called... Something Diabolical. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction, fuck off.
deadly force,
driven by fear,
shift gears here towards a foolishly equipped swift.
These failed bids breathe
tail lights from the crypt,
reflect upon
the way beyond
redemption.
Let the necronometer
beckon for the destined,
blessed one for Slenson,
and condemned to bear the burden of this curse,
the consequence of which
can never be averted.
Each tremendous attempt
that is made in vain
to evade this debt,
which is certain to be paid
without question, is met
with a counterclock surge and reverse
as our back mass words
of the black mass were all heard
by a clutch and gauge.
Uber trails blaze
to the western gates.
Heaven may be running on empty if the devil rides. Heaven may be running on empty if the devil rides. Heaven may be running on empty if the devil rides. Something diabolical.
Of exhaustion,
a false witness with the sense then
is brought to bended knees when
abandoned belief in
the Mephistophelian plea,
the wicked
unleash
and heed the reap grip
and infernally decreed
repossession
vested in the fallen,
calling to retrieve me
with the fueled intention
of deprived intervention.
The thunder call
it comes from
the rattle
of dissension, I'm
the panic
from a havoc that
weeks up boil,
barreling down
this mortal coil.
Heaven may be running on empty if the devil rides. Diabolical.
You don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Man, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
What's up? That was the Bloodhound Gang with Silicon. No. What the fuck is it? No. Something Diabolical, yeah. Featuring Villa Valley. That's why I got so damn confused. And
you're not gonna fall down and hit your head again, are you? I don't wanna have to call the paramedics or anything.
No, that was only my fifth beer that I've been drinking.
All right.
Five's not so bad. On an empty stomach, I must say. But I'm here with Veins of Jenna, so I just took them to metal school in L.A. And what did you guys think of metal school?
I love metal school.
They're awesome.
Yeah. It's actually, I say it's like David Lee Roth and Bret Michaels together, only the dude sounds better than both of them. And they sound so good. And they sell out the fucking Key Club every single night. For the past, how many years, Crowley? You're there every night, too.
They've been playing for 6 years. They started at the Viper Room,
yeah.
And then they went
they were
to
called Metal
the Roxy
Shop
for a little bit.
Yeah.
and now they're at the Key Club.
Yeah.
They play really good, but they dress even better.
Corolla has a fully bought... Corolla has a fully bought table at metal school every Monday because he likes it so much, and and he filmed for Laguna Beach, by the way,
to get that table upstairs.
How many waitresses did you?
How many ugly waitresses?
How many?
Too many.
But you still have a table, though.
Yes, I do.
Don't they give you a big discount deal?
It's a great table too.
It is. It's always in the corner.
It's right on the rail.
Yeah, I'm into it. And then this fucking drunk bitch comes up, like, you know the type of drunk to where you could tell by their eyes that they'll never remember it the next day? She's like, ma'am, I'm from Jersey. I'm like, oh, cool, that's right near where I live.
Yeah, you should stop dating strippers.
And I'm like, what?
And she's like, you should stop dating strippers.
I'm like, what are you talking about? And then she points to Kat, the girl who has, like, stars tattooed on her eyes because she does my tattoos. She's on Miami Ink, if you ever saw that show. She's just all tattooed up with big titties and shit. And I'm like, who, Kat? She's like, yeah. I'm like, that's my tattoo artist, bitch. And then I knew Kat would beat the shit out of her if I told her what she said. So I was just like... Corolla, can you get her out of here, please? Like, he's a fucking mess that I made you. You're like, listen, lady, you gotta get the fuck out of here. Then she came back, remember?
Yeah.
God, but metal school is so good. I recommend everybody goes there to see them if you're in Los Angeles. They play every Monday at the Key Club, and it's pretty hard to get in, so buy your tickets in advance. But they've been selling shit out in L.A. Dude, they're a one-stop tour for the next 5 years. Aren't they on National Lampoon?
Yeah.
How did that work out?
Well, that's... They're trying to make a movie of metal school. And so they had to, like... When they moved from the Viper Room to the Roxy and then to the Key Club, they're now getting paid a lot more, but they also had to change all their names. So it went from like Ginger Rocks to Lexi Fox. They changed the shit a little bit.
Yeah.
They still play the same shit, but the National Lampoon's got a hold of them and they're like, let's make a movie out of it. So they play there every Monday.
So is it all in digital?
No, they shoot it all on just little mini DV tapes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. God damn it.
Do you think
my phone never stops ringing.
Do you think it's going to be good?
I hope so.
Well, it's fucking great live. I don't know what it's going to be like on a TV. It's got to sound
well,
good.
Well, they play here on Mondays. I'm pretty sure they play like in San Diego also.
Don't they play
sometime.
In Vegas too
and
sometimes?
They play here, San Diego, and Vegas.
Every week?
Every week.
That's crazy.
It's fucking awesome.
It's such a random schedule, you know? Everybody usually tours from New York to L.A. and then they fly back.
They just pick their three favorite cities and said... I want to play here all the time.
Yeah. But they really sound good, and they just play cover songs of 80s bands all day long. But it sounds so good. Have you ever seen that shit?
Yeah. There's always, like, those swanky Hollywood types there, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you see, like, you know, I don't know. Paris.
Dude, last Monday was fucking
ridiculous. No, that's bullshit. Because this one time, Lindsay Lohan came in, and, like, one of the managers was like, hey, you know, you're famous. Would you like to get on stage? She's like, no. So they call her out on stage and we're calling her a dumb whore. Like, just like made fun of her as she was running out of the building.
She ran out of the building?
The dudes from metal school don't give a fuck. But it's awesome because there's always like people from like the 80s hair metal bands that'll get up on stage and play with them. So it's like half the time you get to hear somebody that's in the band sing one of their songs. And then like most of those bands aren't around anymore, so it's just
cool. Lindsay Lohan knew that if she got on stage she'd get ripped to pieces. That's why she didn't go up there, you know that.
Yeah, it's a lot of rockers there.
Definitely. And I love how like drunk girls get on stage, and if they don't show their titties or puss in like a matter of 3 minutes, then they'll be like, get the fuck out, you dirty bitch. You know? They'll just say that right to them, like, if you're not gonna dance and show your titties, you get the fuck off the stage. It's so funny. But anyway, we have Veins of Jenny here, so they're going to play an acoustic song, another one, and what's this one called?
Mel's Gonna Do It For You.
Well, this is Radio Bam in Los Angeles filming Jackass 2, so I can't go back to Pennsylvania, and I'm drinking beer over the situation. So this is Veins of Jenna from Sweden, and let's hear this shit acoustic. Radio Bam, Shoot 20, action, fuck off.
Coming home on a Saturday night. another time. This is what you want, this is all she needs. Phone will make a better trashy dream. Happening fast. Yeah, yeah. Jade has sipped the whiskey from the bottle at last. Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, wasn't Jade talking man to man? Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna tell you about Jade way back then. Remember back in 99, it was New Year's Eve, we were having a time. Girls shaking ass on the dance floor. Jane was a lot coming back for more. We're just gonna get you. Coming home. Jane is coming home. Jane is coming home on a Saturday night. Well, move, does anybody know the time? This is what she wants, this is all she's saying. When Jane has got a guy, he'll blow you away. We're just gonna get to you. Yeah. Oh,
Faction, baby.
My God.
Now back to
Radio Bam.
That was Veins of Jenna. They're here live, and they're from Sweden. And, Jesus Christ, I'm in L.A., and we have to get trampled by bulls tomorrow. Done. How do you feel about that?
We're going to be on set at 5:30 a.m., and I feel like garbage right now. My ulcer's kicking in.
The call time is 5:30, or we have to be there at 5:30?
We have to be on set at 5:30 a.m.
So that means we have to stay awake all night.
You sue yourself. I'm going to pass out for a little bit. You can drive in the morning.
Jesus Christ. I you know damn well I'm just going to be laying in bed angry because I can't go to bed.
I can't go to bed either, but I'm going to lay there. It's better than sitting around driving in this stupid fucking retard traffic. Or going out in a dumb L.A. bar and have to deal with some pompous, arrogant prick wearing white linens telling me how awesome he is.
Not only do we not get to sip on beer and wake up at a normal hour, but we have to not sip on beer, wake up at 5:30 and get trampled by bulls.
No, we have to get up at 4:30 because we have to be there at 5:30.
Wow. I have a question for Don. Can I ask Don a question? Don, do you get road rage? Because just hearing you talk about traffic,
I can't. Oh, big time. It's hard to drive with his ass.
Like, have you ever done anything really stupid?
No. I my happiness is my anger, so I actually get happy when I'm in the car, and I just yell a lot. I have zero tolerance.
He has valid points, though, you know.
I have zero tolerance for dumb,
but
goddamn drivers.
But he'll like.
I don't swerve and try and hit him or flick him off. I never do any of that. I just yell really loud.
He'll just ride up somebody's ass who's in the fast lane. Like, why the fuck are you in the fast lane, you fucking idiot? You know when you took your driver's license that you shouldn't be in the left lane if you're going slower than everybody else? I'm passing you on the right lane. That is illegal, and it's stupid that I'm doing that because you're a fucking moron.
So basically, the person who's doing this stuff bad can hear me at all, but everybody in the car with me has to deal with my yelling. I enjoy the yelling, but I'm sure people in the car with me get a little annoyed by it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you want to take a drive?
Yeah, I think that would be a treat.
You want to drive around L.A. with me?
We should. We should take a tape recorder and drive around L.A. with you.
That's why I always get rental cars, because when they're done, they look like a crushed beer can after, you know, a frat party. You know, I don't give a shit. If you're going to get in my way and act like a retard, I'm going to hit you because it's nothing out of my pocket, you moron.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's 4 minutes left on the show, so if you like that acoustic from Veins of Jenna from Sweden, then go to their MySpace and you could hear. But it's V-A-I-N, not V-E-I-N. And that's where I got confused, because I hardly ever go on the computer. I'm looking up V-E-I-N, and I couldn't find shit.
You don't know how to turn on a light switch, let alone get on a computer.
I just don't like to sign on. Everybody's like, yo, I talked to you on MySpace. No, you fucking didn't, because I don't go on that.
People do that to me all the time. Like, oh, you're on my MySpace. And I'm like, dude, I swear to God, I keep my computer on. It's been on for like a year and a half, because if I turn it off, I don't know how to turn it back on. I do not know anything about computers. I don't know what MySpace is. I don't know what any of that is. www.suckmydick. I don't give a shit.
.com.
So we were talking about Metal School earlier, and Veins of Jenna is going to be opening for them on August 7th. So if you're in LA or around the area, fucking go there because they rock. But for now, I'm going to be playing Turbo Negro. Ride with us! Because I'm out of here, and I'm going to sip on beer.
I'm going to go puke some blood.
Before you do that, can I ask one quick question?
Yes, sir.
So after we were all at Metal School last Monday, we all came back to my house.
Yeah.
Everybody partied. I wake up in the morning. Everybody says goodbye. I go into my bathroom. There's a used condom laying on the floor and a wrapper.
Who's the culprit?
Which one of you motherfuckers did it?
It's the drummer.
How can you not pick this shit up?
I'm sorry, I was drunk.
Which bathroom was it?
Who did you hump and where was she?
Iranian chick. She was a small, cute girl. I just wanted to fuck, and I fucked her fucking hard.
In the bathroom?
In the bathroom?
In the bathroom.
In that little tiny bathroom?
Yeah, yes, I did.
Oh, that one smells like a fucking rhino's ass.
Wait, I used to condom everything, but then I fucking...
No, I'm not saying the girl smells like a rhino's ass. I'm saying I don't even shit in that bathroom. That bathroom's like an old fucking sneaker box full of piss.
But he leaves the dirty condom right in the middle of... Doesn't even, like, try to hide it behind the toilet. He's like, pulls it off and leaves, and then goes out and goes to sleep.
Did you have to pick the condom up, Koala?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
I didn't touch it.
Did you hump it? Did you style her? Which way?
Huh?
Which way did you hump her in that little tiny bathroom?
Everything. I did everything. I did target style. I did everything. She wanted to do everything with me, and I did it.
Girl, did you pick up the condom-filled condom?
Yeah, he said he did. I want to know what'd you pick it up with.
I don't even know.
You don't know what you picked the condom up with.
I used the homewrecker license plate.
You dickhead, I like that thing.
So I didn't have a dustpan, and that was sitting there, so I used...
That's mine!
The homewrecker license
you
plate
couldn't
from
use,
your show.
You couldn't use one of your stupid fucking old lady porn mags?
Nope.
Oh, man, you picked it up.
Those things dirty.
You picked it up with my shit.
Those things are valuable.
You're a dumb turd.
That is most valuable, is that hat? Spirit, give me that goddamn hat. Give me that fucking hat.
Give me that fucking hat, Spirit.
Oh, man.
Don't go in. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
All right, I'm going to the bar. This is Turbo Negro. Later.
Light up.
Radio. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.